This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Well, that's true. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 59 that none calleth for justice. Well, we are, because we know that justice is the guardian of liberty, but we first must be educated of the laws of the land to bring forth justice. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. Chase has got a lot of new stuff going on in this studio. Do you want to go ahead and share with our listeners as to what that entails?
We've got some cameras hanging from the ceiling now, some nice HD 1080p cameras. We'll be recording some video on.
Listen to
I
that.
I got all the specs. I mean,
it sounds like you got an airplane or something,
sound
dude.
Really, really smart, even though I don't quite know what I'm talking about, but I'm learning. So.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Yeah, I'm honest. But anyway, we're going to get that up for video on demand, as well as a higher definition live stream within the next day or two here. We just got the hardware mounted. Now I'm working on the software. It's going to be great.
Is this like going into our open pores? Because these cameras seem to be really close.
Every wrinkle and blemish will be revealed.
Okay.
Well, it's a good thing we don't have any blemishes.
I was just going to say, so they can behold our beauty.
That's right. Right? They'll be highly impressed.
What the Lord has fearfully and wonderfully created.
That's right.
Because he doesn't make mistakes.
That's right.
No matter what anybody thinks.
That's right.
I'm okay with who I am.
Absolutely. I mean, It does make some difference with these cameras.
Clear the face, no lines.
The pores,
yes.
The wrinkles. It doesn't matter to
us.
Okay,
we're good. We're definitely good. It sounds like I'm trying to convince myself that we're good.
Well, we should just stop talking then so we don't sound like we're trying to convince ourselves.
Well, I'm trying to talk myself out of ugly.
Definitely not ugly.
Okay.
Handsome.
Really?
Absolutely.
Long hair looks like...
Elvis?
Okay. Man, I'm starting to feel
better about yourself.
I'm starting to feel better already. Yes,
good.
I like this. I'm just going to give the show over to you right now.
I think so.
Okay. No, actually, let me give them this information first, folks. Just did some homework. We got 130,000 friends between the two Facebooks, Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Bradley Dean on Facebook. 130,000 friends. We appreciate the interaction. I love your input. I love hearing what you have to say. I really do. As a matter of fact, I was just on there just a little bit ago and just looking at the responses of the people, and it's just really encouraging to see people involved in the process of what's going on in government in this country today. And that's my job. Wake up the dead church. Wake up America. And so anyways, I appreciate that. If you'd like to check out those Facebooks, again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean. Two different websites over there, friends. Under Bradley Dean, one personal page and one fan page. Bradley Dean, double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account. I think Chase is knocking that one out of the park. I've been sharing this with you over the last couple weeks. But the numbers are significantly going up on a daily basis. That is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible today. We're going to continue talking about this discourse that we've been on over the last week and a half. Hopefully we'll get it finished by this Saturday. But it's great information. Just got some emails this morning. Great show yesterday. It's interesting when you feel that it was your worst show. People are calling in and saying, man, it really hit me. This was great. That was the best show. Well, that's what happens when you're a Christian and you're standing behind the cross, because we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God, and I add unto salvation. So we appreciate that, friends. Phone line number, which again is accessible today, is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. And we're also bringing forth what George Washington took away from our Lord. His name is Jesus the Christ, the captain of our salvation. Deeds, not words. And he said that in 1 John 3:18 in so many words. He said, let us not love in tongue, neither in word, but by deed and truth. So thereby our hearts are justified because we're walking in the truth. And who are those that are blessed? Those that hear and do, not just hear and do nothing. As Paul rightly said in the book of James, he says, I'll show you my faith by my works. Amen. And that was the one that was considered to be the friend of God. And he's referring back over to Abram. So, anyways, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Okay, from this point on, I'm not going to say our pretty little princess. And if I do, I do it without actually thinking through the fact that I just said it. Because now you have a camera set up, and within the week, everybody should be able to make their own decision as to if you're the pretty little princess.
That sounded like
but it doesn't matter
sure
what anybody thinks.
That.
No. I wasn't saying it that way. I was just simply saying it, making reference to what I said earlier, that I need to, it's like I'm almost talking myself into it. Wait a second. God doesn't make mistakes. We're all fearfully and wonderfully created, right?
That's
so
exactly
let
right.
Others decide, but it doesn't really matter because everybody's got
maybe
an opinion,
I should just
right?
start talking right now.
Yeah, but Chase, how do people get online here so they can start tuning in via live stream?
Well, when you're a son or daughter of Liberty, you will know how to tune in into the live stream. You go to our webpage, sonsoflibertyradio.com, become a son or daughter of Liberty. Elizabeth is shooting out the emails with all the login information. You'll
cool.
be able to create your own login for the live stream and the video on demand. You can access that 24/7 for all of our shows 6 days a week.
We should get a little picture and put Chase up on the website, too.
Well, we don't.
Just, like, print one out, and then I can sit it right next to you so people can see.
That's
me.
Like right
on
behind
on
my shoulder? Like a parrot?
Face on a stick kind of a thing?
Yeah, like, okay. You know how sometimes they have screens that are divided? They could be, like, you know, three-fourths Bradley, and then the little corner with, like, the little parrot could be Chase's face like
now,
that.
No, that's you. That's what we're going to do with yours, because we only well, we
I'm
have
the parrot.
Well,
okay.
You're talking splits. Just watch the video and.
All right, that's right. We'll have to do a live stream. How am I the parent now?
Okay,
but it'll work.
You're up.
It'll work. Okay. Now, of course, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be in your brains or in someone else's head, but I wanted to hit this. We've been going through the assembly program, and yesterday Bradley was talking about Mothers Against Drunk Driving and about the statistics about, you know, driving drunk in America. And I want to give some more of those statistics that I found here. This comes from the Mothers Against Drunk Driving website. But did you know that drunk driving costs the United States $132 billion a year?
Yeah, who's that work for?
It works for the United States.
The bureaucracy.
States. Yeah, so
yes.
Drunk driving costs each adult in this country almost $500 per year. Now, 50 to 75% of convicted drunk drivers continue to drive on a suspended license. So basically, they're not supposed to be driving, but they do it anyway.
Well, when you have a judge, like I shared with you yesterday, soft judges produce hardened criminals. It's interesting, a man that was busted drinking and driving 18 times in America, friends, was actually told by an individual who calls himself a judge to go ahead and move closer to the liquor store. Now, some might think that's funny, but if you go back to 2000, what was it, 7? 12,998 people were slaughtered in the streets in America. But where you go to other countries and they don't tolerate drinking and driving because they'll put you in front of a firing squad, they don't have an issue with people
yep.
getting killed on their streets. So which one loves people more?
Yep, and speaking of that guy you were just mentioning about the judge said move close to the liquor store, an average drunk driver has driven drunk 80 times before first arrest.
80?
80 times. So that means they're drinking
wow.
and driving without being caught that
many times.
That's
a guy that
times.
Likes to drink or a girl that likes to drink.
Very bad.
Very stupid people.
Definitely.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come right back. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please stay topic 1-866-233-0747. Back to Steffi.
Yeah, some statistics here. So what I mentioned before the break, an average drunk driver has driven drunk 80 times before first arrest, which is just horrible if you think about it. On average, one in three people will be involved in a drunk driving crash in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very high statistic.
Mm-hmm.
The rate of drunk driving is highest among 21 to 25-year-olds, which is...
Well, that's who it's aimed at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, that's not a shocking statistic there. And every day in America, another 28 people die as a result of drunk driving crashes.
Now, what do you think would happen if they actually passed laws that they enforced the laws, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a
yep.
wound for a wound, a blow for a blow.
Right.
And you go out and slaughter someone's family, and you take that chance. And if you take that chance, and, well, you blow that chance, and you kill someone's family, well, then they take you out. You know, you get these idiots in America think, oh, that's just too hard. Really? No. I said someone just went out there taking a chance on your family's life, and they blew the chance, and they ended up killing your family.
Right.
Would it be okay if it was your family? Would you be more lenient to the criminal who made the choice to drink and drive when he shouldn't have done it in the first place? Now, if the laws were enforced in this land, which we're going to talk about a little bit today, guess what? You don't have an issue with crime. We'll get to that in just a minute.
That's right. And a couple more here. In 2012, 10,322 people died in drunk driving crashes. That would be one person every 51 minutes. And almost every 90 seconds, a person is injured in a drunk driving crash. Now, I want to say this.
Why don't they fear the law?
Because
why don't they fear
enough.
The face of God? Exactly.
Right. Exactly. But
men depart from evil through the fear of the Lord.
That's right. Now, We talked a little bit about Mothers Against Drunk Driving. A lot of them had victims, you know, or family members who were killed, obviously, you know, in a drunken driving, you know, accident. But what's interesting to note, the positive side of this is in the United States, the number of drunk driving deaths has been cut in half since MAD was founded, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, in 1980. So
when the people got involved,
that's right, and they did something.
Laws were enforced. Interesting.
That's right. And the people, it was the people, I mean, these are just common mothers who probably have suffered loss, and they got together and decided to do something about the problem. And here's a perfect example. People say, well, what can I do? I'm only one person, blah, blah. Look at these organizations. They went out there, they got people educated, and since they were founded, drunk driving deaths have been cut in half.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday we were talking about Jacqueline Saborito and Reggie Steffi. If you'd like to get that download, go ahead. His podcasts are available. Are they available on sonsoflibertyradio.com?
Yeah, if you follow the link to GCNlive.com and go to our archives and podcasts, you can all the way back to a couple years ago.
Okay, awesome. Well, we were talking about the individual that my mom had called me this 12, 14 years now. She called me and said that, hey, listen, one of my friends, he's his liver and his kidney shut down on him. And I said, why is that? She said, he's an alcoholic. I said, really? So we went up into this hospital, and when I seen him, I noticed the terror-stricken look on his face because he knew he had 2 to 10 days to live, friends. Now, what we did is we had talked about him. I didn't feel sorry for him. We basically brought him to the law of the Lord, and we, you know, we prayed for him. And just like the Bible says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Well, guess what happened? We left an hour later, and his kidneys and his liver kick up again. So he is the Lord that changeth not. He is alive forevermore. We just have to take him at his word. Now, this is my point. I don't know that I made this point yesterday, now that I think about it, but what was interesting about it is when he got out of the hospital, remember the terror-stricken look on his face? I asked my mom 6 months later, how is that man doing that had 2 to 10 days to live? And I said, is he drinking again? She said, he has not even thought about drinking again. And I said, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. And when then, the fear came.
Yeah, it's interesting. But what we do in this country, friends, is we put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And then what we do is we teach people to say their names, that they're sick, they need help. Not responsible, friends. They're sick, not responsible. They're not violating the laws. So now we need to create a bureaucracy to help these people. But what's interesting about that is when you dig a little bit deeper, and I knew this to be true, because Scripture tells us, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. And God be thanked that we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. So everything that we do in life is a choice. And keep in mind, friends, sin is moral, not physical. Okay? Sin, to commit the act of sin or to violate law, is a choice that we make. And the act, my friends, cannot be apart from the actor. Don't want to get too far off base, but I want you to understand that on Judgment Day, it's appointed for men once to die, and after this, the judgment. We will answer to God for every idle word, every idle thought, Jesus said. And we will answer to Him for every work that we have done or left undone. Okay? Interestingly enough, we hear that, well, alcoholism is a disease. Well, how is that working out for you in the 20s, 30s, and the 40s and 50s? Alcoholism? What? No, either you like to drink booze, right? It doesn't make you sick if you want to drink booze, okay? It doesn't make you sick when you make the choice to use drugs, okay? But the bureaucracy comes in and they try to say, well, he's sick and he needs our help, yeah, for a little money. Going back to alcoholism, listen carefully, okay? See what happens when the law is lowered? Alcoholism now becomes a disease rather than a violation of law concerning some issues. This came straight from Bill Sardi. Listen carefully before we jump topics. Bill Sardi's an international doctor. Listen to what he said, knowledge of health. He said, alcoholism is not a disease, and efforts to classify alcoholism as a disease only serve as an escape from personal responsibility. Let it be said that the designation of alcoholism came in at a popular time when therapists, doctors, were attempting to gain reimbursement for treatment of this behavior. Therefore, most experts declared alcohol abuse as a disease in a self-serving manner to obtain fees for treatment. Bill Sardi goes on. There is no scientific revelation that brought about alcoholism as a disease. What a convenient
rule. Moneymaker.
That's exactly what
it is.
Moneymaker. Going back to our forefathers, Dr. Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, the remedy for alcoholism, total abstention.
Sounds good to me.
Stop. Mm-hmm. No more. Quit.
That's right. Well, I think that's absolutely true. And listen, if you don't want to even get tempted that direction, you shouldn't even drink in the first place. A lot of times people say, well, you know, if you go in a restaurant, they'll say, well, we've got this and this and it's happy hour, and I'll just look at them and say, we don't drink. So when you say, listen, prevention is better than cure, why would you start on something to abuse your health, first and foremost, and your lifestyle, to be a bad witness of Jesus Christ? Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm just recollecting right now when I was a little kid in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, I don't remember restaurants selling booze.
That
is so true. It had to be connected to a bar somehow.
Yeah.
And now everywhere you go, you got TVs everywhere. You got booze everywhere.
Yeah.
You got the party vibe everywhere. And it's like, man, why don't we look at these, you know, going back to the billboards again, why don't we show the billboards of the guy with his kidneys and his liver completely shut down on him because he drank one too many.
Yeah.
And by the way, he was instantly cured when he found out that if he drinks again, he's going to die.
No more disease anymore.
Oh, isn't that amazing how that works?
Yeah, that is such a good point about the restaurants, because now it seems just about every, I can think of maybe one sit-down restaurant that's kind of a formal restaurant, not formal, but, you know, a decent where you can actually, a family restaurant, that does not serve alcohol. Otherwise, it seems like everyone out there always has something
It's a reproach to me.
How many
restaurants do we avoid because of that?
Yeah, and I want to say something, too, for parents who drink, and then their kids sit there and watch you drink all the time. Then when your kids, who are high school age, college age, go to parties and end up drinking and doing things they shouldn't be doing, well, who taught them how to do that? They watched you
drink. I can tell you who
taught
them. I remember a grandma one time said to me, right when I first got into ministry, I remember she said this, and she wasn't saying it for any other reason other than the fact that in her confusion she was telling me the truth. And she said that, you know, I tell my kids that you can live like hell all week, but you better be in church on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a great example.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And they're either worthy of heaven in Christ, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a little hypocrisy.
But God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, no matter what you
do. You can do whatever you want during the week as long as you're in church on Sunday and your soul's good to go. It doesn't work that way.
No, it absolutely. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Repentance means to turn away from your sin, not to remain in it. But understanding what's been preached from the pulpits across this land over the last 50 and 60 years, I totally get it. But again, friends, it's not an excuse as to remain in it. It's your job to expose it and to stand up against it. Cool? Let's jump topics. Drug use.
Mm-hmm.
This one is just incredible to me.
I wish that we could have some visuals here at this point in the radio, because you go through a woman who's actually on meth. And it starts out her process. It takes a picture of her every year that she's on meth. And she started out really, you know, kind of a pretty lady. And then as it goes through, and by the end, she literally looks almost like skeleton, where you can see the...
I got this poster in Oklahoma where they show the kids this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they show the digression of drug use.
And
right?
It's bad.
Instead of the cops coming in and enforcing the laws against the use of drugs, right? You know, they just smack them on the hand now. Now they show them posters. Come on, the more you tell a kid not to do something, the more he wants to what?
Do it.
Yep. Wow. The law is spiritual, I'm carnal, sold under sin. So the more you say to the carnal man, no, guess what he wants to do? He wants to kick up against God's commands. Talk about drug use right when we get back. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Welcome back. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about drug use. What about drugs? Crystal, crack, cocaine, dust, heroin, marijuana, so on and so forth. Friends, drugs are glamorized from music to Hollywood, television, magazines, and of course the streets. And here are again those seeds that we talked about 2 days ago. If you sow bad seed, you're going to reap a bad harvest, right? Folks, it wasn't too long ago where I watched 2020, which aired, I don't know how many years ago. But the name of the show was Transportation of Drugs to America. And what the American press did is they went over to Colombia and they started, you know, investigating why are all these drugs coming from, you know, Colombia to America. And some of the foreigners over there got involved and they said, hey, listen, I don't think you Americans have any idea as to how drugs get over into America from Colombia. And they said to the American press that you take our little kids, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, and you kill them. You empty out their body cavities and you stuff cocaine in them, put them in a coffin, then send them back to America. They're called cocaine cowboys. And it's interesting. I just got to say this because we can't blame anybody for the drug use in America concerning the foreign countries or the foreign people due to the fact that it's the American people buying the drugs. Can't blame anybody but ourselves, friends. Just a side note, over 80% of the drugs confiscated by law official enforcement agencies in this country still hit the streets. If not all, a good portion of it. I remember in my rock and roll days, we used to go to parties. And after we'd go to parties, we'd notice downtown Minneapolis area, the cops would walk through, talking to the girls, of course, and telling the girls to tell the drug dealers that they were hot. In other words, they were being investigated. So it was the cops warning the drug dealers A matter of fact, in Minneapolis, the Minneapolis area, I remember a Brooklyn Park cop was busted in downtown Minneapolis for distributing drugs from the back of his car downtown Minneapolis.
Is that just the worst of men right there?
Oh, it totally is.
You know, someone who's claiming to uphold goodness and righteousness and the laws of our land, and then behind closed doors, he's secretly distributing drugs.
Yeah, parallel that with people that confess Christianity and they walk like the devil, right?
That's exactly right.
In Las Vegas, friends, I love this point. Did you know that they don't have a drug problem on the strip where all the casinos are? Can anybody tell me why that is?
I can.
Please.
Because they don't want drugs there?
That's exactly right. So the laws of the land are enforced because they know grandpas and grandmas, uncles and aunts, dads and moms are spending billions of dollars there, and they don't want anything that would deter their coming
to
Las Vegas.
That's right. They don't want any kind of drug-related crime. No.
Did you hear that, friends? So again, where the laws are enforced. Now, hey, now, take this to corrupt government as well, where the law, you are the law, America, where you enforce the laws of our constitutional republic against crime. Guess what goes away? Crime does. Okay? That's a good idea to me. Did you know that under George Bush W., he had John P. Walters, he was taking millions of dollars to discourage drug use. Remember what I said earlier, the more you tell a kid not to do something, the more he wants to do it?
Yep.
Did you know that government's anti-drug ads are largely being ignored by the teens and find no evidence that the multi-million dollar campaign is discouraging drug use?
Yeah.
Of course.
I can add to that.
Duh.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I remember we were on our honeymoon, and we were in a play. Are you getting there?
I am.
Okay, I'll just shut up.
You want to go ahead and
blow it for me.
You can do that.
Well, okay, I'll let you do it. I'll just step aside.
Okay, when we get to that point, I'll let you talk.
Okay, sounds good.
John P. Walters has a car that doesn't work, friends. See, Walters still wants to maintain the current funding of $180 million back under George W. Bush, while the government spends $18 billion on anti-drug efforts each year. Now, it's interesting because I had a friend in North Minneapolis. He got all of his drugs from the FBI, the Mexican FBI, right? It's also interesting to note that if you do your homework, go online, you'll find CIA planes that smacked into the side of a mountain where their planes were completely filled with cocaine coming into America. Really? Yep. Had another friend in North Minneapolis. I remember he was a drug dealer. He was an acquaintance, let's put it that way. And I remember when he was hot, he got a phone call from Anoka County Police Department telling him, next time we have to call you and warn you that you are hot. In other words, the police are beginning to investigate you. They're tapping your phone, so on and so forth. It's going to cost you.
Yeah.
So who does this work for, friends? Isn't that interesting? You guys ever heard of the program called DARE? Oh, I know I'm going to jack some people up here.
You are going to get some people.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's the facts. DARE uses the posters of little kids, and in this one particular poster it said, drugs can start as a dare or youthful curiosity. Who's bringing forth this youthful curiosity to the young kids in the first place, friends?
Yep.
Huh. Well, again, have you ever heard of the program called DARE? Now, when I do high school assemblies, it's interesting that I will have cops in the background either loving me or hating me, agreeing with me because they know what I'm telling them is the truth regardless. Going back to the DARE program, the word DARE means to provoke or to challenge or to defy. Now, while we were on vacation at Ripley's, believe it or not, in Orlando some years back.
Well, we went into this Ripley's, believe it or not, and of course they have a button here and it says, do not push this button. So all the kids wanted to run up to be the first ones to do what they were told not to do and push the button. Or do not peek through this hole. What does everyone do? They bend down to peek through the hole because they want to find out. Their curiosity is aroused.
Yeah, well, there was a button that said, do not push this button. They wanted to be the first ones to push it. And, again, even doing high school assemblies, the more I tell you not to do something, you'll hear the students in unison shout back in concert, shout back to me, do what you told us not to do. Fact. Concerning the drug program called DARE. Drug use has gone up 30% nationwide since the inception of this program. If you've ever been to the DARE website before, you're going to be very offended. And if you're not, I would ask why you're not offended. DARE's message is muddled and confusing. It does not tell kids that they must not use drugs. It tells them that they have a right to say no, implying that they also have a right to say yes to drugs. Now, when you go to DARE's website, friends, it's got a bunch of little elementary students up on the top. Now, what's interesting about this is when you look to the left, it says curriculum, it says DARE, dance, and then it says drug information. You ready for this? A kid-friendly website. Now, when you go to this website, you know what it shows you? It shows you drug information. It shows you a picture of cocaine. It shows you the street names. They're educating kids as to how to commit the crime, friends. What cocaine is derived from, the description of cocaine, and friends, you ready for this? How to use cocaine.
Okay, now this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Now, it's like,
to me, it's very telling and it's very obvious what it's about.
It's like telling a little five-year-old, okay, here's...
You want a drug problem.
Yeah, here's the cookie. Here's how the cookie smells. This is what the cookie looks like. This is how squishy and soft the cookie is.
But don't touch it.
And here's the cookie in the cookie jar, but don't touch the cookie. It's like you arouse all their curiosity. Yep. In fact, I'll add this too now. On your My War DVD series, you have a kid who went through the DARE program with honors. We interviewed him, and he said...
He was the DARE poster boy.
Yeah, the DARE poster child. Yep. He became a drug dealer.
Yep.
And he said, well, yeah, when drugs came across, he said, I knew exactly what to expect. He knew all about it because he had learned all about it. He said, yeah, I wasn't afraid to give it a little try.
That's exactly what
he said. But he never would have known all the side effects, everything that he knew about it, had he not gone through that program. His curiosity was aroused, and then he became a drug dealer later.
Of course, this is what they're teaching kids in public schools. If you don't want someone to use drugs, then you sure as heck, my friends, don't show them how to use them. These programs are showing them how to commit the crimes. If you don't want someone to commit the crimes again, then don't show them how to commit the crime. And what stops drug use and crime? Magnifying the law and judgment. See, because the DARE program and other programs, otherly named, is like a carrot dangling in the front of the nose of a horse. Oh, by the way, did I forget to tell you that the University of Michigan found out that the eighth graders that went through the DARE program tripled in drug use? Of course they're going to triple in drug use. It's probably higher than that. And even after all the ineffective findings, program supporters said cutback is not needed. Now, listen, this is what I'm saying, which is very telling.
Yep.
They said when they found out all these stats concerning drug use in the DARE program, they said cutback is not needed, but an expansion.
Hmm.
Sounds like someone's making money. That's exactly right.
Yep.
So if you want to see DARE's big flop, Google search DARE's failures.
And if you have a student, first of all, who's in public school, my first recommendation is get them out of public school.
I'm getting to that as well. Okay, you're jumping the gun here. It's good. This is the Holy Ghost work. One of the designers of the DARE program, Dr. William Hansen, stated, I think the program should be scrapped and developed anew. By the way, he would not get on television with us. He would not record this on video. Okay. Now, the conclusion of the Congressional General Accounting Office, GAO, the U.S. Surgeon General, the National Academy of Sciences, and the U.S. Department of Education is the program is completely ineffective and sometimes even counterproductive, worse than doing nothing. They are exactly right.
Yep.
A little girl who heard my presentation on the radio, 17 years old, her name was Arissa. She's from Fridley, Minnesota. She emailed me this, and this is what she said to me. She said, the last speaker that we had was a lady, and she did absolutely nothing. She started her presentation on meth. We have a meetup program in the state of Minnesota, which is similar to DARE. She said she started her presentation on meth, META, by giving the information a lot like on the DARE website. She told us what it was, the street names, how to get it, and how to use it. She went into such details as to put the formula up on the screen for everyone to see. And when asked about it, she commented, you asked me to come here and speak about meth, not to tell them that they shouldn't use it.
I mean, is that...
Law enforcement agencies are promoting these programs. That is about as counterproductive and as backwards if I've ever seen it. I went to a program in the state of Minnesota exposing META, and I noticed when I walked in, they had cops showing the kids paraphernalia. They had cops with glass cases showing the kids the drugs, the actual drugs, how to use the drugs. I confronted the program and I said, you're teaching the kids how to commit the crime. Of course they got mad. They threw me on the front page of the paper. But on the front page of the paper, they had a girl that came up to me and said, Bradley, a young girl, said, that's exactly what they're doing in public schools.
Yep.
But the older generation, they wouldn't take responsibility. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Welcome again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Last segment, throwing a lot of information down on you, exposing the DARE program right now, speaking in the enforcement of the laws against drug use. You don't have drug issues or drug problems, folks, where the laws of the land are enforced against the crime. Of course, common sense. And now we're talking about the expose concerning these programs like NIDA and DARE. And they know what their findings are, friends. And again, the conclusion of the Congressional General Accounting Office, GAO, the U.S. Surgeon General, the National Academy of Sciences, and the United States Department of Education, said of this program, the program is completely ineffective and sometimes even counterproductive, worse than doing nothing. Now, what's interesting is we've confronted cops, DARE officers, right, with this program. They get mad at you for exposing them because they like job security. So they would rather have a drug problem amongst the youth, so they can have the youth, so they can have a job, rather than actually cure the problem and do it God's way.
Well, you know, as John Adams said, facts are stubborn things, and the statistics speak for themselves. You've got eighth graders that are tripling in drug use. You've got a 30% rate that's going up. I mean, these are the facts that you're seeing. And they are what they are. You can't really debate them. You can't really, go back with them.
Do you remember that one school we did? It was in St. Clair, Minnesota. Stephanie was preparing to do the elementary school program. And when she was approached by the elementary principal, the principal came over and said, "We heard that you bashed the DARE program." And I walked over and I said, "Ma'am, we don't bash the program. We expose the program for what it is." Now, am I saying that people in this program are, purposely,
intentionally,
and intentionally trying to teach kids how to use drugs? No, I'm not saying that. But I do believe that there's people behind the scenes that know exactly what they're doing, and they're getting the results that they wanted. And so in saying that, I looked at the woman. I said, we exposed the program for what it is. The high school teacher came over. They canceled the program, by the way, for fifth graders because they knew we exposed the DARE program. They were teaching little, fourth and fifth graders and sixth graders the DARE program. Okay? And when the high school principal came over, he told me, and again, he was sincere in saying this, he said that, listen, we have a major problem with crystal methane in our school. And I looked at him and I said, sir, it's because you're teaching them through these programs how to commit the crimes. Now, again, just giving you facts, not my opinion here. One grandma came forth and she said, concerning the DARE program, our very protected third grade grandchild came home after her exposure to DARE, a third grader, friends, and proceeded to put straws up her nose and tried to snort any powder available. She said enough already.
That's
who went into such detail. That's criminal.
Yeah, it's just,
that is criminal.
A third grader is learning how to snort some sort of drug, but she's just doing what she's been taught.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So again, what do? America, not me, I'm exposing this. They put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain and they call it Narcotics Anonymous. You're taught to say your name, admit you're sick, not responsible, and say, you need to help me. Now, have you ever heard of Maximum John Wood before? I talked a little bit about this yesterday concerning James Dean, the judge out in Cambridge, Minnesota. But Maximum John Wood was a judge in Texas. They called him Maximum John Wood because if you got caught with the smallest amount of drugs in his county, they called him Maximum John because he would give you the maximum penalty to enforce the laws against the crimes that you committed. He would not tolerate drug use whatsoever. See, John Wood hated crime to those that broke the law so much that he would maximize the law against their crimes, as I said. Now, have you ever heard of Woody Harrelson before? You know the actor, White Man Can't Jump? Did you know that his dad was convicted of murdering Maximum John Wood? He shot him in the back of the head with a shotgun. Now, why was that? Because the bad guys got caught in Maximum John Wood's county. And they knew that if they stood, those criminals that were busted dealing drugs, they stood in front of Maximum John Wood. They were going to prison for a long time. So they hired Woody Harrelson's dad to kill Maximum John Wood for $250,000. And so he did so. Now, what's interesting about that is the fact that, first of all, Woody Harrelson's dad is dead, but he was sentenced to a double life term sentence for killing Maximum John Wood. See, friends, here's my point. And this is God's perspective, and of course we're talking in the natural of what is going on in the spiritual, because in the spiritual, the law is always perpetual. It's always at work. That's why evil is always exposed for what it is. That's the mercy of God. And he looks to his church and his people to enforce the laws against those crimes. If you have no justice, you have no one to enforce the laws of the land, then friends, guess what? You have no liberty. Now, I'm going to jump gun. I'm going to jump topics, I'm sorry, a little bit. I'm looking up at Tom from Maryland right now. He's a cop. No, I'm not taking him right now, but just hang on a second. If I get a second here. On the Supreme Court building, jumping topics just a little bit, it states, justice, the guardian of liberty, with Moses and the Ten Commandments. And that's where I'm going to end for the day. I'm going to take Tom really quick, and I'm going to throw it over to you, Stephanie.
Okay,
hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie.
Hey, guys, I would have called earlier. I know your rule's about calling late. I just wanted to see if you were going to give fair and balanced views on police officers, but you didn't.
Well, here's the deal, Tom, really quick. My brother's a part-time cop, okay? I got a friend in the state of Minnesota who's the head of the state troopers, okay? Got another friend out at the Minneapolis airport. Got a lot of friends across the country that are police officers. So if we're just exposing the bad right now, that's what I'm exposing. Of course, we're always talking about a small minority of the corrupt. Mm-hmm. For the most part, we have a lot of good cops out there.
And we high-five them very much.
100%.
And, you know, it's a great point, Tom, because like you said, we're highlighting what the problem is to bring forth the resolve and the answers. But of course, there's good police officers out there. And of course, they faithfully serve. We actually had the sheriff of our county come down to our ministry and speak to us all.
Matter of fact, his wife just painted our house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we know a lot of police officers and we're very happy that they serve because, you know, they laid down their lives on the line on a daily basis, just much like our veterans and our Army and our Navy. And
I respect the police officers on the streets just as much as I respect. I totally respect the military, and I'm the first one to go over and tell them thanks for doing a great job.
Yep,
so,
and so thank
we're
you,
on your
yeah,
side,
thank
Tom.
Thank you, Tom, for your service and for serving faithfully. You know, you're a police officer, former police officer. We do know that there are lots of good cops out there. So if you're listening, we're just exposing the small minority to make sure we can get that out of the way.
Get rid of the leave-in.
That's right.
Ruins the lump.
You got it.
Wait a minute. There's no thanks necessary. I was proud to do it, as well as many cops are. I'll tell you something troubling, though. The trend is that there's more bad cops showing up than good cops.
I've
noticed
that. I don't
know why that's happening, but it is.
I've noticed that.
At any rate, there are alternate programs to their program that actually work. And I'll leave you with this. Professional courtesy, the thin blue line that people talk about, think cops don't rat on other cops. It exists up to a point, but there are certain offenses that are absolutely not tolerated by good cops.
Amen.
Amen. And that's
courtesy,
what we want.
And courtesy shall the bad cops get, and that blue line becomes an angry red line because certain offenses, like trafficking narcotics, directly affect the lives of good cops. It puts our lives in jeopardy.
Totally.
And when I knock on your door with my 100-pound ram and you're a cop and you're caught up in something, believe me, you're going to jail.
Amen. Amen. Tom, I got to jump. Thank you very much, Tom.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, we do appreciate you, Tom. Here's the other thing, too, friends. Remember, John Wesley, the great field preacher, he used to preach 90% law, okay, 10% grace. 90% law, 10% grace. If you've noticed on this show, we've fallen into line in close pursuit of John Wesley. 90% is showing you what the problem is, 10% showing you the grace to overcome the problem. But we have to make the choice, for we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, but we do obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us.
That's absolutely right. And I'm excited about this, because when we're going through this assembly program, there's so much good stuff. And what I like about our My War documentary series is the fact that it's all in there for you, and it's in a nice, you know, kind of all packaged together deal where you can go and you can look and say, this is what I need, and this is, oh, I've always thought this way, but I needed some information and some statistics to back up what I've always thought and felt. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio right now and get the My War documentary series. It's a $65 donation. If you are a son or daughter of Liberty, you get 25% off the product of the week, and I think every household in America should have one. We take you into these schools and literally show you these displays of drugs out there and what they show and what they're teaching kids in public school. So that being said, please do go to our store and get some products so you can be equipped. And for those of you who'd like to give to the Sons of Liberty, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go on the website and you can make a secure donation. Now, for those of you who'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, there's so many fun things that go along with that, including live stream. But you can click on the bottom part of the screen where it says become a son or daughter of Liberty. You can do it one of four easy ways, and we would love to have you on board fighting the good fight with us.
Can you say that again? I didn't hear you.
No, I'm going to rewind that and
folks,
I'm going to spit out.
James Hudson Taylor said, all God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckoned that he was on their part. Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.